now we're up to the next shlav, the next step in the sugya, which is chaloines. Chaloines means that one person opens up a window and overlooks the other property, his neighbor's property. I don't know what the laws are, but again, that maybe by next week I'll try to figure out a little more from the legal end of it. But from the, we're going to learn the sugya now, and we'll get to some of the, obviously the shaylas that come up are both ways. And that's what's very important, to split up both parts of the shaylah. One angle of the shaylah is if you're allowed to open up the window in the first place. Because you're going to open a window, one neighbor is going to open a window that overlooks his neighbor's property. They have a pool, or they have whatever, even just the chutzah, the backyard. They're not interested in having other people invade their privacy.
Right.
And therefore, the guy who's opening the window, l'chatchila, who's making the window, he has a shayla if he's allowed to do that. You know, I had a brother-in-law that he was adding on a second story to his house. His neighbor has a pool. And I don't even know if the neighbors were even upset, but they also didn't want that their window should overlook the pool. Both ways. That's a shayla. So that's a shayla which we're going to have to get involved. It's called hezek re'iyah. Is taking away someone's privacy, is that hezek to them? And why would it be called hezek? How are you damaging them? You're making them feel uncomfortable, so maybe it's like a nas dvarim is hezek? I mean, you're making them uncomfortable. What type of damage is it? So some of the achrayim want to say, no, it's a real nezek, because now that you're looking in the property, they're not going to be able to do certain tashmishim. They're not going to be able to do certain tashmishim in the property. They're not going to be able to do certain things that they would have done otherwise. So essentially what you did was, you made their pool unusable. So what's the difference if you made their pool unusable because you're looking into it and they can't use it, or you made the pool unusable because you went out and threw whatever. Yeah, you threw some honey into the whatever. You made the water unusable. You made the pool unusable, so it's taking away tashmish. That's why hezek re'iyah could be called hezek. Okay?
You still have to figure out how I caused it just by looking. How is that
It's not considered an unreasonable feeling that the person shouldn't want to use it when he's being looked at. And therefore, that's the shayla. Hezek re'iyah shmei hezek loy shmei hezek. But the tzad shmei hezek means that by me, one neighbor looking into the other neighbor's property,
that causes
a real nezek to the property. It's less valuable because now it's not usable for X, Y, and Z. Right? So if you have a garage that you could use for storing cars, or putting in all your storage, or using it as a shed, it's usable for 5 things. Now it's only usable for 2. Whatever, so I took away some of the tashmishim. Yeah. So now I made your chotzer less usable. That's some achrenim. Some achrenim say that's the pshat hezek re'iyah. But anyway.
Is it by the re'iyah though? Or is it just it,
the
now
ability
it's there,
to have re'iyah.
So it's not even that
and
the person's
the,
looking outside.
And on the tzad, yeah. So this is one shayla. Are you allowed to open up the window in the first place? And what are the gedarim to that? That's one side of the shayla. But then there's another side of the shayla, which is, let's say I have a window already. I have a window, X amount of years, you never had anything there, it was a piece of Hefker property, whatever, I had a window. Then, you know, you bought the property next door, and you want to make a construction site.
Second floor, okay, into my pool.
No, that was the first half of the question. But now we're on the other half. Let's say I had a property, and
who was there first?
And I had a nice view, and you're going to come and build up and block my air, block my view, block my sunlight. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a whole thing. You know, apartments with the southern windows are more valuable than the apartments with the northern windows.
Whose side view?
Because the southern window gets more sun, so there's more sunlight. Eretz Yisrael, everything's like a cheshbon with the wind and then this, and then if you have two windows opposite each other, then the wind will get, you know, whatever. Nowadays, of air conditioning, I don't know if any of this is so relevant, but it's a whole thing, right? So you come in, you're going to build a building next door to my building, you're going to block my window. So in here's the opposite way. Here, the victim, Kilu, is the one of the wind, the one, the guy that has the window. He's the one that's getting damaged, right? So there's two opposite shaylas in chaloines. And whenever we're dealing with chaloines, with the shayla of windows, it's very confusing because you have to clarify who's the toyin and who's the nitan. Who's the one complaining about the construction and who's the one that's being, you know, the one that's, you know, the perpetrator. So So if there are some cases where you have no right to open the window in the first place because you're invading another guy's privacy, and then there's cases where I had the window. Now you're coming to build up and block my window.
You have no right.
You can't do that. No. Now, right? Because you're blocking my window. Now,
it doesn't go hand in hand. Wow. If I can tell you that you can't have the window there, then I can block it.
Correct, but I understand. But sometimes, I had a right to have the window, and now you can't block it. So
if you have the right to have the window, then there's no hezekria either. You have the right, you can do what you want.
Hezekria,
forget hezekria,
right?
But you're allowed to block my window.
I can block your window if you have no right to have it there. The two sides go hand in hand.
No, not necessarily. Maybe. What do you mean? No, but let's say there's no hezekria. But
it's
maybe
a completely different Shiloh.
It's a completely different question now. The second question of when I have a window
sunlight.
Already, I had a window, and now you wanted to come and block the window, that's more a Shiloh similar to what we learned the last 3 weeks.
Right.
Because it's very similar to what we learned the last couple of weeks. Let's say I had a marzeh. I had a gutter that poured water into your property. You can't now come and build a house that's going to block my water because I had a right to use your water flow. So here also, if I have a window, and if you take care of the hezekria problem, let's say it was overlooking a property that you don't use for private stuff. You use it as it's an industrial place. I don't know. Now, besides the fact that I was allowed to have the window, that means I have a chazaka now that I'm allowed to use your air. I'm allowed to have my window have that air. So now, you coming and building, you're taking away my window. Right? So you have to work both ends of it. So we're going to start a little bit. We're going to first start with the second half of the Shaila of when you have a window, you have a chazaka on it to prevent the neighbor from building up to block the window. You know, this was actually very negay in Miami because there were people that had, you know, there was like short buildings and then across the street, tall buildings that had an ocean view. And then people bought the short buildings and wanted to build tall buildings. Because you know, spend that much money on the property, you may as well build 30 floors on it. Right? Why would you build two if you already spent all that money buying the property? So now you build 30 floors, but you're blocking the building in front of you's ocean view. Right?
The guy built the building. He blocked his building first.
He what?
The guy that built his big building in the ocean blocked that guy with the three stories.
No, he built it two blocks out.
The neighbor behind him.
What?
Everyone's behind him. He's blocked.
The guy closer has the land
so
over there.
The right. Halacha is sure. How does that work?
The halacha theoretically is that no. We'll see a view. You can't get a chazak on the ocean. You can't get a chazak on the ocean.
But you can get the chazak on the sunlight.
Okay, but you're not blocking the sunlight.
I don't know. How much? Depends how tall it is.
What?
The wind?
Huh?
The breeze.
Okay, yeah. So let's see. Let's see.
And,
so
and normal apartment buildings that are on the same floor as you have this hezekria, right? Let's say it's not just a house versus this. Two apartments that are together.
Right.
The windows are always...
Right. So the windows looking into each other is an issue.
Today we have shades.
Yeah. And yeah, maybe you're mechuyev to have window shades. I don't know.
Exactly. In a neighborhood like this, on the beach, it's all commercial. So it's a bashala, because anytime you have...
Right. Yeah. Okay. So let's go to page 7. And what did I say to start with? Chabez, right? I want to start with Chabez. I think that'll be easier. Let's start actually with the first thing on the page 4. Okay, there's a Mishnah, page 4. The Mishnah says the following: Misha ya koisli samach lekoisli shel chaver lo yismach lekoisli acher elam kenyachim min haba amos. If I have a wall, then you can't build a wall within 4 amos of my wall because you're going to damage it. Fine. Davshov. You're going to prevent people from walking by. But let's go to the next part of the Mishnah, the second to last line on that page. It means that when you're walking by, you're going to make, every time you walk, it like makes the floor more solid. So I want that people should walk back and forth near my property, because near my wall, because that way it's not so fresh, the property. So whatever. But anyway, the next thing is what I want to see. Hachaloinais. So if I have a chaloin, and my chaloin neighbors your property, we're not dealing with the hezekria now. We're not dealing with whether I was allowed to open it. I had a window. I had a window because it was overlooking an industrial property, whatever. Now, it's bought up, and the other guy wants to now build up opposite my window. So now, I have a chazaka. The guy with the window has a chazaka. Beimil Malon. Beimil Matan. Bein Kenegdon, Arba Amos. There's a sheer Arba Amos. You have a chazaka on Arba Amos of the Chaloin. So it means you have chazaka on Arba Amos Milmailon, and Arba Amos Milmatan, and Arba Amos Mekenegdon. That means, just to explain, means if you have a Chaloin over here, okay, the other guy cannot build within 4 Amos of the Chaloin. He has to go 4 Amos out. And even when he went 4 Amos out, he has to either build it less than 4 Amos shorter than the window, or more than 4 Amos higher than the window.
Mm.
Okay? Now, why? So it means he has to be out 4 Amos, lower 4 Amos, and higher 4 Amos.
Four.
What?
One or the other.
So either he has to be taller than 4 Amos, shorter than 4 Amos.
Right.
Okay? So, or, and he can't be within 4 Amos of the window. Why? So Zek says the Gemara Chavez Amud Beis, which is page 5. Where it's bracketed by the arrow. Tanan, hachaloinois, bein malman, bein matan, bein mekenegdan, arba amos. Why? V'toni Allah. So then we have a Bryce explains. Mil mailon, kedei shelo yotzitz v'yire. Here's the opposite of Hezekiah. Now that I have a window, there's a potential Hezekiah from the guy that's going to build. He's going to look into my house. Forget that I look into his pool. That's what we always think is the question. We're not talking about that now. We're talking about the other way. The fact that I have a window now, I have privacy in my house. Now you're going to build. You're going to now invade my privacy in my home. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you can't build it. You have to build it. If it's going to be taller, it can't be the equal height because you could look straight into my house if you prop up and look in the window. And it has to be at least 4 amos taller so that the angle will not allow you to see into the house.
Right.
Okay? So it's got to be 4 amos taller than the window. It's got to be 4 amos shorter, shloyamud, because if it's a little bit shorter than the window, then you could stand on the wall and look in.
Still look in.
So therefore, if it's 4 amos or less shorter than my height of my window, even if you'll stand on it, you won't be able to see. You won't be able to see into my house. Fine. So that's Hezekiah the other way, that the Baal HaChaloin has a chazaka that you're not allowed to invade his privacy.
Do you have to maintain this ratio then if you go further out?
That's a good kashayla that Pais can talk about. Like, because obviously the angle will always make a difference. And Umi Kenegdon, so why can't you build a wall exactly, you know, why can't you build it within 4 amos? Umi Kenegdon, shelo ya'apil, new thing. Because I don't want you to make it dark.
Sunlight.
So that's, you're not allowed to make a wall that's going to make the window of the house dark. In those days, there's no electric lights. So how's the guy during the day? How are they going to see anything? Only with the windows. So you're going to go ahead and make his house dark. You're basically making his house unusable, right? So therefore, that's the chazakas. So this already is very similar to the chazakas that we had in last sugya, right? That if I'm now. The question is as follows, okay, that's what the Gemara says, and the Mishnah later, which is on page 7, also says a similar thing. It says there's two different types of windows. So now let's think about it from the perspective of last week's sugya. If you see your neighbor making a window, it doesn't bother you. It doesn't theoretically bother you because he's looking into my
kitchen,
whatever. No, that would bother me. He's looking into the part of my house, a part of my property
shed
that I don't really use.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, it doesn't bother
yard
me. But you know why it should bother me? Maybe because
you could build.
Yeah, because he's going to develop a chazak on that, and then when I want to build, he's going to complain.
Right.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to want to make an extension, and I'm going to want to go ahead and get within 4 hours of that window eventually, and I'm going to be blocking his life. So I don't want him to build the window because then he's going to create a chazaka that I'm not going to be allowed to build.
But then no one could, with that svar, no one could ever build, period, because then he's going to do that as he brought his property, that he's going to ruin your chazaka on there, right? If you haven't done it yet, and he's going to...
I'll build that. I want to make a window. Whatever, but I don't want him to make a window because then I'm going to create the same reason why maybe it should bother me if he's putting his gutter into my property because I'm never going to be able to stop it.
Well, what kind of chazaka is that? The whole reason he didn't make a macha is because he didn't have any reason to. So what? It's a chazaka because he could build a building?
Yeah, so look at the Mishnah. So the Mishnah here, Hamar Zevin L'chazaka Yishon Kabo Chazaka Maskin Sula Mitzrin L'chazaka Otsu Yishon Chazaka Chaloin. It's the fourth line of the Mishnah. Chaloin HaMitzris Ein L'chazaka. A small window, there's no chazaka on that. because it's a temporary thing, it's not kavua. The guy put it there today, you maybe move it tomorrow, whatever. Well, it's tsuris, but a big window, yesh la chazaka. He can have a chazaka on that. If he had it there open for 3 years, let's say, or whatever the shear is, we discussed last week. So he'll develop a chazaka on that. And what's the nafkamina of hefen vechir a chazaka? Nafkamina is, now I can't build opposite the window. So I don't want him to develop that chazaka. So ezu hi chaloyna mitzris, kosha ein roisha sha'adam yochol likanes ha'soicha. It's not big enough to fit in. Okay, so this is the basic sugya, very complicated Gemara on the base, exactly the height and the this and the that. But this is the idea that you can make a chazaka. I just want to explain. There's a famous Rashba on this. That the Rashba explains what is the chazaka of what type of, like you're saying. I understand when I made a chazaka, I put a gutter out and I pour water into your property. So I was using your property. I'm using it for 3 years. You never stop me. That's a chazaka. When you use someone else's property, I park in your parking spot, we said, right? Or different forms of me using your thing. That's a chazaka on it, right? But here, I open the window. So like you're saying, either I complained or not, but how do you make a chazaka on that? Where's the chazaka? Chazaka requires that you use the other guy's thing.
Life.
Where's the chazaka?
So on the light coming through his property.
Okay, so what? I have my window. I have my window in my property. I'm not using your property at all.
I'm using the light coming through your property.
Okay, so this is the
rationale.
Really?
You own the sunlight.
So this is the machlok. This is the shmuz. If you look on page 32.
Who says I'm using the light of his property?
It's taking away some pleasure.
Look at page 32.
Where is the light coming through? Coming from the sun through your property. The
Rashba, maybe we'll get to probably this machlokes Zabai and Rava in like 2 weeks from now. But the Rashba brings the machlokes. There's a whole halacha. If you have a bar, in your property. Let's say there's the property line. If you make a bar here, another guy can't build a bar close to your property.
It's going
to
damage your bar.
Because it's going to damage your bar. But let's say he doesn't have a bar here yet. So then Abaye holds, I'm allowed to go to all the way to my property line. And if he has to move, let him move.
What's the distance?
You got a chazaka.
6 to 12. Okay? So Abaye holds like that. So frek the Rashba. So if that's the case, so why shouldn't I be allowed to make a window? And if the other guy wants, it has to make his window elsewhere, let him do it. Why can't I make my window wherever I want? Why is he allowed to stop me? He doesn't have a house there yet. So look at this Rashba where I underlined it. Well, that's the kasha. The kasha is in page 32, the last page of the Rashba. Says Tmi Ali, La Baidam Rasoimich V'Taimim Mishum Dehash Tmi Ali Mazik Lei. You don't have a bar, so I'm allowed to go to my property. I'm allowed to do whatever I want on my property. Remember, last week we were talking about I'm not in my property. I'm in your property. I'm building a gutter into your property. You could stop me, but if my bar is in my property, I can do whatever I want. You're gonna have to move later. A bio, that's okay. I don't know if we pass on this, but I'm Bikamak Am Shabir Kar Koyishu Chaver B'Mashu Oisir. But you're making the guy have to move. So, why is that mutter? And he says, here, I didn't underline it, but it's in the Rashba in the second column. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down. So the Rashba says like this. I made a window for light. Now, Veleka has a kriya, and that window doesn't bother my neighbor at all. It's going to a part of the property that doesn't bother my neighbor at all. So, the guy opening the window is not being mazik the neighbor at all because there's no hezekriya. Are you going to tell me that the owner of the chotzer can't stop him? So he'll say, great strategy. Oh, I'm not being mazik you. I'm just making a light. Okay, so the guy said, okay, here, good point. So I don't care. Then, 2 years later, he's going to want to build. And he's going to say, no, you can't block my light. Said, no, but I want to just build in my property. No, but I have a chazak because you were moich on me. I wasn't moich on you because you convinced me that I'm not damaging you. But now I can't build because I'm blocking your light. So then I was damaging. You were damaging me because you were damaging me in the sense that I'm not allowed to build. So of course you could stop him. So if you could stop him, so you see the concept. Sometimes when you're doing something in your own property, it should bother the other guy. And sometimes when you're doing something in your property, it shouldn't bother the other guy. How do you know? What's the case is when you're, if you're doing something in the other guy's property, then we already described last couple weeks.
For sure,
sometimes you're gonna, if it's a kavua, you should stop and fine. But if it's in his own property, there are some cases where you find a stira. Sometimes it stares, sometimes it does bother the neighbor, and sometimes it doesn't, even though it's in your own property. What's so how do you know? So look where he ends.
What's
Zuck Rashba, an unbelievable Yisrael, the Achronim go wild with this Rashba over here. So look at the Rashba where I underline. If Yesh Lamer, and this Rashba is like in the Tshuvas, he has like tons of Tshuvas on this, and he always goes back to this fundamental principle. In his Tshuvas, the Yesh Lamer, the Ein Adoyme Lezu, a bar is not like a chaloin. The gabe chaloin mishal chaveroi hu noitel. My chazaka is when I'm taking from my neighbor. The guy with the house is taking away something from the neighbor. The window is in his property. No, the hainu avir chatzeroi shemoil. I'm taking your light. I'm using your light. Now it's not a steer to you using it, but I'm using the light that the avir, the light and the air that's coming from your property. Now, you're not just doing something in your own property. If you're doing a bar, you're building a pit. Now, the fact that you're going to build your bar in your property has nothing to do with me. I'm going to have a unintended consequence that I'm going to make you have to move out. But fine, I'll buy a hold. Since it's in your own property, that's fine. But in the window case, I'm not just doing it in my property. I'm opening up a window so that I could schnarr all the light and air from your property. So Mamela, it's not just the window that I'm opening. It's not the Rashba, a chaloin, even though the structure, the physical structure of the chaloin is in my property, but the usage, that's called using your property. So it's the same thing as the gutter in all the other cases, because the chaloin is a usage of the other guy's property. This is Rashba's Yisoy. It's unbelievable concept.
The example of Kripnasa only is stuff. The Mamre didn't have his
own. Okay, so that's Machlokes. Well, what do you mean? But that's
Rashba.
But later
that's on
closer.
He's going to be Chashi.
But you're taking nothing away from his ability to use exactly what you're using. The air, the light, he can still use it.
Okay, so this
until
is a Machlokes.
No, right now.
No, so
that's
you're right. The Gemara is going to get involved in Kaifan Amidah Stoyim. Kaifan Amidah Stoyim means that the Bezdin, if you're not allowed to tell someone not to do something that doesn't affect you at all. For example, I just had this I made this mistake of telling my kids about this in Parshas Lech Lecha. So one of my kids has a skateboard. So whatever, whatever it is, a toy.
Right.
So the Maisa. So I told him, the Sdoi means that that even if it doesn't bother you at all, but it's your thing, you don't let the other person use it. That's Midas Sdoi. So the kid tells the other one, I don't want to use the skateboard. So, well, why not? You can't break it. It's impossible. You throw it on the ground a million, it's not going to break. There's nothing you could do to damage the thing. So why wouldn't you let them use it? So I was saying it to convince him that he should let the other girl. Now everyone else is like, stow me, you're not letting us use it. You know, so it's like going back and forth over there. But now he came up with a svara, and it sounds like this. So no, but if you're using it,
I can't use it.
I may want to use it.
Right.
So you're taking away my rights. When I want to use it, I have to start asking permission. You're going to say, no, finish the round. No, I don't want to finish the round. I want to use it now.
This is not
Mela, that's not Zenen of Zalei Chaser anymore. I am Chaser because I want to have the ability to use it when I want. I don't have to wait for you to finish. So Chaya is right. So Chaya, it's not Zenen of Zalei Chaser. But then, as he's going out to shul, so the girls are saying, since you're going to be in shul, now I have the right to use it. So you're going to stop me. So he said, yeah, you can use it.
All right.
But that's the thing. So same thing with the window. The fact, you're right, it's me that's doing now if I would tell you for no reason not to open it. But I know that if you build it, I'm not going to be able to build what I want.
Make a machar.
So there's no means. So the Rishayim do make a chiluk. What type of machar are you going to make? By the case of the gutter, it's not me that's doing. You're putting water into my field. I can tell you, move the gutter somewhere else. But the case of the window, all you have to do, you tell the guy, you make a macha, and you say, I don't want to make a chazaka, but you can't force him to close the window. Now the problem is, as the Rashba was said, but I have to put a reminder on my phone every 3 years to make a macha. I don't want to do that. So maybe the fact that I don't want to put into my phone to make a macha every 3 years is gufa chaser. So Mamela, I can tell you now, close the window. because now, I don't want to risk forgetting to make a machah.
Listen, you can do it now. I'm going to be building in X amount of time. You had to take your window down there.
Yeah, but let's say I build in 6 years from now. So now
no,
I made a
machah. I told them now, right now.
No, but every 3 years I have to make a machah.
Why?
Kacha. So, according to some
people, then
I have to keep my star for 3 years. I don't want to keep my star for 3 years. Exactly, you're going to make me lose my star. I don't want to lose my star. Okay, you know, and the cloud may evaporate. Okay, so now like this. So insane. So, says the Rashba, that the Chazakah, the chazaka of chaloinos. Again, we're talking about without hezekriah. We're talking about that you're not damaging the other guy. We're talking about the other way now. Remember, we're not talking about your right to build a window that's overlooking the other guy's pool, because it could be you can't make a chazaka on that. You're damaging it. You're not allowed to do that. We're talking about the other way. There was no hezekriah, and you built the wall. Now we're talking about the other guy wants to come block it.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to do that. He's not allowed to block it. But he's not allowed to block it. So therefore, he's allowed to tell you now to stop. Because otherwise you're going to get a chazaka that he's not going to be allowed to build there.
Correct.
You see how this goes? Okay.
Yeah.
But says Rashba, that's only by things, when you're doing it in your own property, that's only by things that, by chaloin. Because the chaloin is considered a usage of the other guy's property. Chaloin is considered using his air, using his light, and therefore it's a chazaka on the other guy's property. Now, let's go to one more sugya.
Is that
like
only within Dalet Amos? So, if it's more than Dalet Amos, are you still considered...
No, because you're not blocking it.
Like, this window that's
right
here...
That's what I was saying. In the case of the apartment buildings, you're not going to argue, I'm not using your airspace. I'm using the... It's very hard to argue where that chazaka is. I mean, first of all, it's only within 4 amos. You can't say this goes on forever. So it's only I'm using the airspace, you know. So now you're going to say I'm using the airspace over your building to go see the ocean. I don't know if that's called that I'm, you know, using your airspace.
Don't forget, ocean view is more expensive.
And you can't make a chazaka on the ocean. So, Lemela, I don't know, in this case, you would have a chazaka that you can't block your view.
So, in our homes in North Miami Beach, the way the houses are, it's not really within 4 hours, so you're not going to...
Well, the setbacks, automatically. So you're never really blocking people's life.
What do you mean setback?
You know, the law is you have to be a certain amount away. You have to be a certain amount away
distance
from your
property.
You can't build all the way up to your property line.
You can never.
Oh, you can.
No, you have to have a certain amount of setback. You have to have 7 feet, 12 feet, whatever.
Yeah.
7 feet.
What?
Yeah,
7,
8 feet.
Somewhere between
7 and 10 feet.
But you still have hezekriah, though, right?
Hezekriah you'll have, and also in apartment buildings you could have it sometimes, because then they in New York. In New York apartment buildings, you have a kechot asayra between the buildings, right?
But they agree.
Right, so there, Taki, you could have this that you build a house, you have like a little alley between them, and you know. But nowadays, this whole thing about making the house dark is not so nageya, because you don't come on to the light from outside. We really have lights inside.
Some people prefer the outside light, though. Some people want to open a window, you let
So that preference to outside. Okay, so you think I have a chazaka that my breakfast room, whatever, right? Is I want it to be geshmak. I want to have my coffee with my sunlight, with my paper. I don't want to have to read the newspaper with the lights. I want to read the morning paper with the sunlight, whatever.
Does this apply to goyim as well? Let's say you have a goyish neighbor.
Then you follow, you know.
Then you got to go secular. Then I got to go by rules.
Yeah.
No, I mean, could you do hezekriah to a goyish neighbor? I mean, can you build? Can you add on to your home?
I'm a dynamo.
It's not the point. The point is,
Are you allowed to build that view?
So I was looking this morning to see if there's any codes on this issue. It seems like there are specific codes about a lot of the codes have to do with this.
No,
it's called. It was two types of privacy. There was basically. No, and the other one was sound privacy. That you can't put your air conditioners.
You can't
put your air conditioner close to the other's property because it's going to make too much noise. Whatever. There's two different things. Anyway, now
depends on how many decibels.
Are you allowed to damage your goyish neighbor?
Goyish neighbor doesn't apply to guys.
Damaging yourself by doing that.
Pashtas, hezek to a guy.
I believe it isn't goyish neighbor applying to a guy because you need to have both sides. Doesn't most of Flesh Mishra don't apply to a guy because they're not going to keep it?
Yes, you probably have to go to... Yeah, you're allowed to go to Kofi, yeah. Now, I want to do a Tosfos over here.
Which one?
Okay? It's on Daf Zion. It's a whole sugya. Let's learn this case, and I'll show you the Machlokes. So, Bochanan is going to say, this Rashba, this concept of the Rashba, is Machlokes, Rashba, and Tosfos. Okay?
Pages
are? Page 3.
Oh, okay.
Hanu, it's where it's underlined. Hanu Bei Trey Achi. There were two brothers. The Palgi Bahadi Adodi. That they yarshin their father's property. Chad Mati Aspalida. One of them was Zoyche to get the house. Lechad Mati Tarbitza. One of them got the grounds. Let's call it to make it sound like more chashan. Instead of saying got the backyard. So one of them got the grounds.
The property.
And one of them got the house. Okay? Page 3. It's page Zaf Zayin.
Also the room.
So, you understand? So one of them, in the time of the father, the window overlooked the grounds, but it was all his, so he didn't care. Right. But now they split into two properties. Owners, right. Now the brother's like, 1 second, your window's on, look at my property. Now also, remember, I got grounds. What's grounds going to help me? I can't live there. I need to build a house. So now, Azal Hahu Demati Tarbitza, the guy that got the grounds, went to Kabani Ashisa, Puma de las Palalida. He wanted to build a house. And where's he going to build a house? Right across from the other guy's house. Where else? So he goes ahead and he builds a house right across from the other guy's house.
Good brother.
I'm like, Ma fault a lie. You're destroying my light. You just took away all my sunlight. Can't do that. I'm Malay, Bididi Kabanina. What do you care? I'm building my. You have no taina. I'm building in my property. Now, this is Mamash the Shaila. I'm building in my property, but I'm staring you by taking away the light. Amr of Chama. But Dinka Amrle. Rav Chama says that the brother with the yard is correct. He's allowed to do whatever he wants. Amrle Ravina Lavashi, Maishno Ma'adisanya. He goes back and forth that it's not so simple. You're not allowed to just take away the other guy's property. It's also you. Also you. So, you see Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi has a question. What do you mean? The brother's saying, oh, wait a minute. I'm not bothering you. I'm just building in my property. The whole Cheskas Abatim is about that. What do you mean, just building in your property? You're not allowed to build in your property something that's blocking his light. We already learned that Mishnah on the Lachav Beis, remember? That was a Mishnah we learned already. You're not allowed to block someone else's light. So why, over here, is the guy timing that he's allowed to do that? So what's the answer? What's the simple answer?
That he was...
He's trying to make a chazor.
That's the only place he has for a window?
No, but it's always like that. This case, does
Futures?
The brother with the house have a chazaka?
No,
he didn't have it for 3 years.
Because
he never lived on it for 3 years.
The father had a chazaka
on his own property. It was one property in the days of the father.
Now it's two brand new.
Now it's two properties. Now it's two owners. Does the new owner of the house have a chazaka of this window over a new existing property of a new owner?
Of course
not. No. Look at right. If you keep your finger right here, go to the Mishnah on Chav Beis. Right, the next page, turn the page. When Rashi said, when the Mishnah there on Chav Beis says that when you have a chaloin, you can't block it. If you look carefully in the Rashi, which is on the outside of the page, hachaloinois, different masach chaloinois, in the Rashi on the Mishnah towards the bottom of Chav Beis Amarav, page 4, the Rashi says clearly the whole chazak of chaloinois is mishahayu le chaloinois, psuchim le chatzachaveo, the huchzak bedavar zeh. That you have to have a chazaka to tell the guy that he can't build opposite you. So here says Rashi, back on page 3, Rashi says the case of the Yarshim, says Rashi, back on page 3 now. B'denafshoy kabanina, where I underline the Rashi, b'shaliyani boina, I'm building on my own property. V'ata enlecha alai cheskas oira. You don't have a chazaka of the right to have shal shanim, tahashto b'depalgino, because we just split it now. So now it's a very interesting case. Till now, the window was mutter because it was one owner. Now the owner sells his yard, his grounds to someone else. Now the other guy wants to build. The new guy doesn't have a chazaka yet on that window, clapping the new owner of the yard. So now, says Rashba, says Rashi, I'm allowed to block you. Look at Toysvis. Frek Toysvis Akasha. Pirsha Kunjis. Ata in lecha alai cheskas oira shal shalai shanim. Frek Toysvis. Vitema shahaya yachol laha pilo elav. You're not allowed to just make someone's house dark. It's making it unusable. You split the property because you gave him the house that had certain value, and you took the yard that had certain value. Fractus, now you're building, you're totally devaluating his house.
Whoa, you could tell him to close his window.
What?
You could tell him to close his
window. Not talking has agreed. No, about the light.
Saying that it has to be talking about a case that he has other source of light. If this would be the only source of light, says Tysus, that you can't block, you can't
Why?
Do that. Because
you're
not moving the house. You're being mazik the house.
Doesn't matter.
That's
he didn't
actual hazard.
Yeah, forget chazaka. I'm not allowed to be mazik you whether you have a chazaka or not. So therefore, I'm not allowed to stop. Close your window. If that's your only source of light.
So there's a hezek of rain, and then there's a hezek of light.
Light, exactly. It's two subjects.
So there's other light.
So what's this machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos? Rashi says, I'm allowed to block the window because you didn't have a chazaka. Tosfos says, well, you're making my heart dark. You can't be mazik me. So it says, Obochanan.
Past four almost.
Close. It says, Obochanan, machlokes is about this Rashba. This Rashi holds like the Rashba. Rashi holds like the Rashba that the idea of the light is that I'm taking the light from the neighbor. So since I'm taking light from the neighbor, so I need a chazaka for that, right? So the guy with the house, the only way he has a schus to get light is because he snored from the neighbor. So you don't have a chazaka from snoring from me for 3 years. So since you don't have a chazaka, I'm allowed to take back my light. I'm not blocking your window. I'm taking back my light.
Mamela, it's...
I'm taking back my light. You're going to have a dark house? Go figure it out. What's up doing me? Till now, you're it's like the guy, let's say, he runs his electric wire into my what's it called?
Electric meter.
Yeah. Into my meter. And now I'm going to cut off his line from my meter. Oh, you're being mazik me. Mazik me?
You took stole your my electricity. Yeah.
I'm just taking back my meter, right? So you now, I'm making my house dark, it's unusable. Who told you to go snore off my meter, right? So, according to the Rashba, the light is the neighbor's light. So when you're blocking the window, you're not taking away from anything, you're just taking back your light. So that's the Rashi holds. So therefore, even without, if the brother doesn't have a chazaka, you can never have the schus to keep your window open if you don't have a chazaka. Okay? According to Tosfos, the Rav Chanan says, Tosfos doesn't hold to this whole Rashba. Tosfos says, a window's a window. I made a structure in my own property that allows light to come in. I don't know where the light's coming from. I mean, you own the light, not own the light. It's coming from your property, not your property. I made a window, and now it's the light in my house. You're coming and blocking my window. You're being mazik my window. Nothing to do with taking back your light.
That window's giving hezekriah on the other guy.
No, we're talking about without hezekriah.
We're taking that out of the
picture. If you're talking about hezekriah, then...
It's a different whole thing.
Yeah, that's something else. But again, that's what I'm saying. The introduction to this whole Sugya Chalonis, you got to split it up, is that there's two separate issues. There's always... Sometimes the toyin, sometimes the guy with the taina is the guy with the yard. What are you opening a window into my property? And sometimes the guy with the taina is the guy with the window. What are you blocking my light? So you got to split up the shilas. Okay, here we're talking about delete hezekriah from the issue. Now the whole issue is only the light. So now you have machlokes. Rashi and the Rash behold that the idea of chaloin is that it's just like the gutter. It's just like all the other cases. We learned that I'm using the other guy's property. So I'm using it. You have to develop a chazaka. Until you have a chazaka, you're allowed to block the window. You can make a macha. You can stop him. I don't want you to do it. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. You're using my light. According to Tosfos, not the pshat. According to Tosfos, back to Menashe's point. According to Tosfos, really, the guy's opening the window. You can't really ever stop him. You can't really stop him because he's opened the window and he's having his own light. It has nothing to do with me. The only thing I could stop him is if he's being mazik me, hezekriah, if he's putting a hezekriah on me. But otherwise, it's very hard for me to stop him because I can't block his window because I'm going to be mazik him if I do that. So this machlok Rashi Tosfos is going to carry through. You're going to have to see how it goes. But again, it's a very interesting shaila. What the lumdis is a window, right? This piece of glass over here is a whole sugya. Is the pshat that the window, that the light is coming from the outside, and it's the other guy's light, and mamela, he has a right to take it back without a chazaka, or no, that the window is like a light bulb. It's like that's how I provide light to my house. Where the light is coming from is not your problem. Now you're building and blocking my light. You can't do that.
Does it matter?
Now you're right. And nowadays, this part of the Shaila is a little bit less negiah. But I'll tell you where it came up in the case of the Rosh and the Rivash. There's a case of the Rosh and the Rivash that we're going to get to eventually, maybe next week, maybe the week after, that there was the townhouses. Essentially, okay? They had townhouses, and the roofs were not usable. No one, does anything on the roof, okay? So, one townhouse guy built a second story with windows, a geschmack, whatever. Now, the guy with the neighboring townhouse didn't bother making a machal because why should I care if he has a window overlooking my roof?
He wanted to put another one.
Now, I want to go up. Now, guys, you're blocking my light. You're blocking your light. I want to build a townhouse. I want to go up. You gave me a good idea. I want to go up a second story also. I can't. So the guy, I have a window already. You have a window that didn't bother me then, and now it does. So it really depends, right? According to the Rashba, maybe you have to develop a chazaka to do that. Mm-hmm. And since you have to develop a chazaka to do that, because you're taking my life, which is over my property, so I don't know if you had a chazaka, because maybe a chazaka needs proof that I gave it to you, right? I wasn't like it because I didn't care at that time. So maybe you don't have a chazaka. But according to the Tosfos, maybe you're ruining his house. You can't do that. So, you know, it really is good. You know, and that taka could happen. Because in places that you have townhouses, you know, and you have very, you know, attached homes or apartment things that, you know, do come into one another. So that, you know, that could happen. So that's where that would come in. We have to see how we pass on this. But eventually we have to get back to the other shiloh about when you're, you know, invading the other person's privacy.
Okay. Is there anything about the impacta of